On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Captain Craig Schwartz from the Santa Rosa Police Department. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
This subject that we're about to tackle, one of the most interesting, I think, not just in law enforcement, but in with the public at large, drones, as they regard to law enforcement. Now, as I understand it, between the SRPD and the Sheriff's Department, two drones are already available, right?
Well, apparently the Sheriff's Department owns two of them. They're not in use yet, so I don't know that I would say that they're available. And the city doesn't have any.
Okay, not yet. And right. As I understand it, policies and procedures have to be in place for the use of the drones before they can actually, you know, get into service. Who decides on those policies and procedures?
Well, it's really up to each jurisdiction to decide on those. And so, for example, for the city of Santa Rosa, I'm leading the exploration of the concept for drone use, not just for the police department, but for other city departments as well, fire department, public works, rec and parks, water, who could all see some beneficial uses for the technology.
Well, for example, I mean, we watch so many of the natural disasters that have been going on, are going on today and have been going on for the past few weeks. And a lot of us think, you know what, drones would be perfect for this in terms of surveying the damage or providing video of, you know, possible survivors and that sort of thing. What application did you have in mind for us locally?
Well, you know, there's really a long list. And in fact, I think some of the other city departments might get more use out of them than, say, the police department would. But they could be used for, inspections and surveys of city infrastructure and facilities, topographical surveys, flood prevention and monitoring of the waterways, emergency operations, disaster sort of prevention and response operations. They've been used to tremendous effect, I believe, down in Texas with Hurricane Harvey and in Florida after Irma. There's a lot of uses for that, you know, for law enforcement. We would really be looking at them for very limited, specific purposes to find, you know, people, search and rescue missions, looking for missing persons, or to try and find a criminal suspect who may have fled from us through a neighborhood, say.
Well, of course, Captain, you know, the murky part of this whole drone conversation comes in any time that we talk about privacy. And
yes,
I guess, you know, yeah, that's where the whole idea of using drones in the ways that you suggest, you know, may take a turn, or certainly will take up a lot more time when it comes to developing those policies and procedures. What do you have to say for the privacy folks?
You know, I think that there are a lot of very valid privacy concerns that arise out of the use of this or other, new technology that comes to light for government. And we want to acknowledge that and really do a very strong community engagement effort to find out what people are concerned about and how, you know, we might be able to maybe mitigate some of those concerns through the use of policies and procedures and accountability practices. But, you know, for the police, we're looking at things, you know, we would not be using these, and general surveillance would be prohibited by our policy. And you know, we really want to be able to convey the beneficial use of the technology and also the fact that, you know, we are looking to do things only that are legal, and we want to make sure that we are abiding by our state, local, federal laws and the Constitution.
This is a very big bite to take off. You can imagine that, and no doubt it will take a while. And what do you think is the single best use of a drone when it comes to law enforcement?
I think for us the best use is going to be, you know, kind of as a replacement perhaps for, you know, how we would use a police helicopter. In those limited times where we need to find a person at a specific place and a specific time that will help us keep the public and, officers and even the suspects safe.
And you know a lot about this subject. In fact, I understand that you're even writing a thesis about this subject. So give me a timeline in your educated view. How long might it be before drone usage is no big deal to us?
You know, that was a subject that I covered in my thesis a little bit, and I actually just finished it. I don't know, but I don't think it will be very many more years before there are enough agencies across the country using these devices that it will be fairly standard. You know, when I first started the thesis, there were maybe 17 agencies across the country who were using them.
Mm-hmm.
And since the FAA has put out their regulations last year, the use of them is increasing very quickly. I know of over 50 agencies in the state of California now who are either using them or looking into using them and kind of starting the process.
Well, it's a very interesting notion for all of us, and obviously much left to be discussed. But thanks for beginning the conversation with us, Captain Schwartz. We appreciate that.
Happy to do it. The public conversation right now is really the most important part.